You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Buster, we appreciate you joining us again, and it's a special time, obviously. This time of year, there's nothing like October baseball, but now there's nothing like late October into November baseball with the World Series. I want to know what your perception is of this Brave story. Mike and I have been talking about it. What do you think guys like yourself and other national guys around the country have been saying as you've watched this Braves team go from they're probably not going to make the playoffs to they're in the World Series?
Yeah, and I got to say, you know, Braves are always top of mind in my house because my 17-year-old might be the only Braves fan in Westchester County and north of New York City. And, I'm getting text messages during the summer about Will Smith's meltdown in the ninth inning. He was with him when Ronald Acuna Jr. got hurt and the devastation. Freddie Freeman's his favorite player. Just because I'm constantly hearing about the Braves, it feels like, you know, that sort of followed it minute by minute how, I really feel like the turning point for the team was when Alex Anthopoulos, at a time when a lot of teams are tanking, decided as general manager that he was going to run out the ground ball. You know, when Acuna gets hurt and it doesn't look good for the Braves and he wants to send a message to the players, look, we're not going to quit. We're going to give it a run here. And then they go out and add the outfielders leading up the trade deadline. And the team clearly responds. It's been a great story. The one, you know, perception, and I understand where it came from. I saw a lot of national writers, you know, focus on the fact that the Braves have 88 wins. I don't think that reflects how well they're playing, and I think they're a lot better team than what they generally have been given credit for, in the national media. I don't think people have really focused on how well they've played since the trade deadline.
We were just talking about Jock Peterson wrote an article in the Players Tribune, Buster, talking about, he got the news, oh, crap, I'm getting traded. He's like, the Braves? The Braves are being buyers? So even he was kind of, surprised by it. How much did you think Jorge Soler or Rosario could do the things they're doing?
I thought, in each case that, that each of those guys had a chance to make them a little better, which is exactly what Alex Anthopoulos told me. After they made that weekend, when they made the deals for Peterson and Boat, I asked in a text message, I asked Alex, hey, what was your thought here? He said, I'm just trying to get a little bit better. Jock Peterson was going to be an upgrade over what they had. Stephen Boat in that moment, felt like an upgrade over what they had. Soler, Rosario, they certainly were upgrades over what they had. But, to Soler's credit, he's been working with his personal hitting coach, and he found something. Eddie Rosario, this is the best that we've seen him play. He's got a ton of experience. Adam Duvall, who would have guessed that he'd be the center fielder, right? and you give credit to Alex for taking advantage of the extra money that he was given by ownership in midseason and to take his shot. I didn't expect them to certainly, be a group that was going to hit over 300 the way that they have.
Buster Only, our guest here, guys, on Dukes and Bell, talking about Game 1 and the World Series. Buster, for a lot of Braves fans, obviously, we're not watching Astros baseball. We're aware that they're a good club. They've been in the, World Series 3 of the last 5 years. What makes this team different?
The depth and the quality of their lineup. Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, texted me in May and said, that is the best lineup in baseball. That's the toughest lineup in baseball. We know all about Altuve and Carlos Correa and Bregman because they've been in the postseason so often. But, Michael Brantley has long been one of the underrated hitters in baseball. Great professional hitter. And now Jordan Alvarez has become the Astros version of Freddie Freeman. He's become the Astros version of David Ortiz, Willie McCovey. I've asked people in recent days, give me a comp for what Alvarez is as a hitter, and those are the names that they've mentioned to me because of his ability to take the ball the other way, but also to hit with power. And it's just tough at bat after tough at bat when you're a pitching staff going through that lineup. So, for example, when Charlie Morton starts tonight – If he wound up pitching more than six innings, that would be a shock to me because he's going to have to work to go through that group. They put the ball in play. You know, they are constantly rolling out, you know, four, five, six pitch at bats. And it's why I think that maybe the, you know, the critical group for the Braves in this series will be probably the part of the team that's considered to be the soft underbelly. And that is the relief corps that you would see sixth, seventh inning. You know, those guys to me are going to have a good series for the Braves to win because of the depth of that Astros lineup. And look, if you guys saw Framber Valdez, who starts tonight for the Astros in his last start against the Red Sox, his sinker was absurd how good it was. He generates a ton of ground balls. That's who you're going to see tonight. You know, we just got word a few minutes ago that Jose Urquidy is going to start game two for the Astros. You know, I and their bullpen's underrated, but their lineup, without a doubt, is the best part of that team.
You guys recognize the voice. It's a Buster Olney with us here, guys, from ESPN here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Buster, how do we use the designated hitter? Obviously, last year in the neutral site games, we loved having the DH, and maybe we'll get it next year if they ever figure out the labor stuff. But who's going to be DHing for us, you think?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't dug into that question. I mean, let's face it, you know, given the alignment that they've had with Rosario and Duvall and Soler, Jock Peterson, none of those guys are gold gloved caliber outfielders. My guess is that Soler probably would be the guy among the four that I would say he's the least capable, you know, defensively. But I tell you what, it adds the depth in the Braves lineup. But that's the underrated part of their team. You guys remember when they were beaten by the Dodgers last year, it really felt like that when you got to 7-8-9 in the Braves lineup, that it was an abyss. Right? They weren't getting a lot, but Austin Riley has, you know, taken such a big step forward this year. That adds to the depth, and adding these extra outfielders before the trade deadline, that adds to the depth. They have, to me, as much of a circular lineup as the Astros do.
Yeah. And when Buster says this, guys, now we just faced the Dodgers, and we were like, whoa, they're better. This is a better lineup, and I think, you know, that's the thing we've got to get around our heads around. It's Buster Olney. Buster, let's talk about, from a managerial standpoint, we love what Brian Snicker has done. Dusty Baker, obviously, you know, legendary. What's this World Series do for both men, if one, the one that wins it?
Well, personally, I think Dusty Baker should already be a Hall of Famer. You know, when you have a playing career where you have almost 2,000 hits, when you're in the postseason constantly, when every other manager who's won as many games as Dusty has already been in the Hall of Fame, he should already be that guy. But I do think that getting into the Hall of Fame and potentially winning it, getting into the World Series and potentially winning it, I think will solidify it for Dusty. And for Snit, I think it's a you know, an opportunity for him to be recognized on the national stage, right? Like, I've been around for baseball for my whole career, so I know him, you know, respect him, have so much appreciation for him. I think he's a big reason why the Braves is the best clubhouse culture in baseball. But to see him on the, you know, national stage, I think people are going to understand, you know, what a good person he is. I'll tell you guys the story I probably have told you before, but my favorite story that says so much about him and his personality. I remember asking him a few years ago as they were going into an off day. I'm like, hey, Snit, what do you like to do when you have a day like that? And you're, you know, it's baseball. So you're thinking fishing, you're thinking hunting, you're thinking, you know, whatever. And his answer was, you know, I like to get a cup of coffee and then walk around Costco just to see what the merchandise is and to go up and down the aisles and see what it is. And he said it as earnestly as you can. You guys know him. Right. That's it. And I just thought, what a perfect answer. He's not even going there to buy anything. He just wants to walk up and down the aisles and see what's at Costco. That's perfect.
Yeah, man, Buster Olney's with us. And look, we kind of done the mea culpa on Snit because, you know, when you watch a team night in, night out, you're very critical of the manager. And this was a guy that looked at first is just going to be like a placeholder. And as you said it, he's got the great rapport with the players. He's just done an amazing job. And again, we've given him all the credit, like the moves, taking Ian Anderson out, you know, after just four innings against the Dodgers in game six. But then you get the pinch hit and it all works out. Everything he's been touching, knock wood, has turned to gold this postseason.
Well, and I would say this about managing the postseason. You know, I played in a rec league with Bruce Bochy back in the early 90s, so I knew him well. And in 2014, the last year that his Giants won the World Series, so third in 5 years, I walked up to him before a game and he said, "Hey, Boach, I'm having a hard time keeping track. Are you a complete idiot today or are you just a genius?" Because that's the way the postseason rolls.
Right.
If you're, everything is viewed through the prism of the results, look, you know, if the Braves had been knocked out, there would have been questions about Snit and, you know, relying on Luke Jackson, you know, the home run by Bellinger. Let's face it. I mean, it really comes down to the players and whether or not they execute, you know. And I right. going into this series, that's what I say. My big question is about 6th and 7th inning, whoever they reach for out of that bullpen, you know, Will Smith in the 9th inning. He comes in against a really good Atlanta lineup. Or excuse me, Houston lineup. How do those guys execute? That's what the series comes down to.
It's true. It is. Hey, Buster, just curious. Buster only, guys. Your son play ball? Does he play baseball?
No, he plays tennis.
Okay. Just curious. I know, you know, being who you are and growing up around it, I wondered if, you know, maybe he wanted to be a ball player or not. So, great stuff, Buster. We look forward to your coverage. Appreciate you coming on in the ATL as always. It's going to be a fun series. Thanks again.
It's going to be a blast, and I think it's going to get a lot better television rating than what people realize because of the how, you know, deep the faith is among the Braves fans for their team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.